Алексей Виноградов, Светлана Схорнякова, Indo-Europeans, Cultural Traditions. С. В. Схорнякова. Indo-Europeans, Cultural Traditions. С. В. Схорнякова. Indo-Europeans, Cultural Traditions. Collection of Articles, published in ASEAN Academy of Sciences, the Institute of Oriental Studies, Moscow International Association for the Study of the Cultures of Central Asia. The book is an outstanding scientist. Svetlana Vasilyevna Skhornikova, Indo-Europeans Cultural Traditions, is devoted to the study of cultural traditions and the origin of the Indo-Europeans. The book uses inaccessible funds, Soviet museums. This encyclopedic work answers the question of the origin of Indo-European cultural traditions. The book was written in 1984 as materials in Information Bulletin International Association for the Study of the Cultures of Central Asia. Since that time, there were additional materials, confirming the view of the author. Archaic motifs in North Russian folk embroidery and parallels in ancient ornamental designs of the Eurasian steppe peoples. 1984. For some 100 years, now Russian folk embroideries have attracted closest notice. Towards the close of the 19th century, several magnificent collections of such embroideries were assembled. Further, research is conducted by V. Stasov, 1S, Hakhovskaya, 2V, Sidamon Aristova, and N. Хабалская 3 initiated the systematization and classification of the various types of ornamental designs in Russian folk embroidery. These same authors also made the first attempts to decipher the intricate narrative compositions so characteristic of folk tradition in northern Russia. The surging interest in the folk arts and crafts caused a series of notable studies to be devoted to analysis of the narrative and symbolical content, the specific techniques and the regional dissimilarities of Russian folk embroidery. However, most authors concentrated on the anthropomorphic and zoomorphic representations and the archaic three-element compositions incorporating stylized and transmuted representations of more often female and less often male pre-Christian deities. It is this group of motifs that has always fascinated students. A somewhat specific group consists of the geometrist motifs of North Russian embroideries, which, say rule, accompany the basic, elaborated narrative compositions, although frequently such motifs are exclusive in the decoration of towels, sashes, skirt hems, and short and blouse sleeves and shoulder yokes, which explains their importance for art historians. It should be noted that along with an analysis of the complex narrative designs, greatest note was paid by A. Ambrose 4 in his well-known articles to the geometrical symbolism as archaic in Russian embroidery. Further, in her fundamental monograph, published in 1978 g. Maslova 5, extensively considered the evolution and transformation of geometrist ornamental motifs in terms of their historico-ethnographical parallels, which regrettably go no further back than the 10th-11th centuries.